Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Thank you for joining me on the Investing for Freedom podcast. What voices are you listening to? Now, I'm a huge fan of learning and masterminds and having a mentor. When I look backwards to every single period of my life, whether it was starting our business in 2004, I've said this so many times, but I was a plumber. I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know anything about accounting. I didn't know anything about sales, marketing, et cetera. So what did I do? I went and found a consulting company. I looked for the best of the best in whatever it was that I was looking for. And here's the trick with this is getting really clear on what you don't know. And by the way, the people that are really masters at this, there's no ego in this. In order to really be successful, you have to lay your ego on the table and you have to ask for help. You have to get really, really clear on what it is in life that you don't know. And this is contrary to like human nature. Like human nature wants to prove how smart we are. We want to be, our ego wants to be the smartest guy in the room. But here's a quote that I've heard so many times that I've lived by. If you're the smartest guy in the room, you need to find a bigger room. That's the key to success. And so when I launched my business and I knew I was in over my head, what did we do? I got really clear on what it is I didn't know. And I went and found through asking and, through my vendors, through my territory rep at a train dealership, I said, hey, I don't know XYZ. Do you know someone that can help me? The best of the best people in the world are not scared to ask for help. And if you ask enough people for what you need, somebody will have the answer that you need. When I, look forward to when I sold my business in 2014 and I decided that I wanted to go further into real estate. Karen and I had built a pretty great real estate portfolio, but I wanted to understand syndication and how to raise capital. So what did I do? I joined and somebody actually sent me a referral for the real estate guys. I'd never even heard of the real estate guys, but because I had told so many people that I wanted to get into syndication and I wanted to learn how to raise money, somebody sent me to a link for an upcoming real estate event at the real estate guys. And it was like 2 weeks away from when it was. And Karen and I booked tickets and we went to the real estate guys event and I signed up for their mastermind. And I spent 3 years there learning how to raise capital. And, when I wanted to launch this podcast that you're currently listening to, I said, who around me or who in the world is really great at this? And I joined Chris Harder's mastermind. I had no idea who Chris Harder was. Kara introduced me virtually to him, like on Instagram. And Kara and I both joined Chris Harder's Elite Mastermind. And that's what really helped us launch, the podcast. And so here's the point that I'm making. Every time that I've wanted to make big moves in my life, I found somebody who was already doing it better than I was, and I paid them to be my mentor. I got into a community with them. I got into a mastermind with them. Now, I'm not saying this to like sell you on anything that we're currently doing. Of course, we have masterminds and of course we have communities. But the reason why I wanted to point all that out is every time that I went in on, whether it was Chris Harder or whatever, I go all in on that mentor. I go all in on that podcast. And I'm not saying that we can't learn from other people, but here's the downside to what happens so many times in the world is that we get too many voices in our life. And so I started this podcast out by saying, what voice are you listening to? And I want to point this out that when you get really clear on what it is that you need and what your weaknesses are or where you're lacking knowledge or where you're lacking resources, find the person or the group or whatever it is that can help you develop that and go all in on that for a season, whether it's 90 days, whether it's a year, whether it's a couple years that you're going to spend with that mentor in your life, go all in on it. Because what I see so often is that so many people go out there and we start listening from, 8 or 9 or 10 or 15 different voices. And then what do? We just confuse ourselves. And one of my favorite scriptures talking about how, too many voices get us confused and we start to lose, our distraction And we just get distracted at the end of the day. And what I was saying is one of my favorite scriptures is in Timothy, and it talks about how not to become the person that is always learning but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. And at some point in time, and this is what I want to challenge you, at some point in time, you have to stop learning and you have to start executing. You have to start putting into place what you have learned and go take action. And here's the thing, like, it's really easy to learn. We're in a learning society. We're in a society that like gives you a badge of honor the more you learn, the more better grades you get, the college that you go to, the more degrees you have, you get a badge for learning. There's no badges, there's no trophies for learning. That certificate that's on the wall doesn't mean anything for anybody. What really matters is what you go do with that certificate. It's the things that you accomplish in life. It's the money that you make that allows you to go do the things that you want. This is investing for freedom. And the thing that we really want is time freedom. We want to spend more time with the people that we love the most. We want to spend more time with the people that we love the most and the places that we love the most. And your certificate just sits in your office and it does nothing for you if you don't go execute. So let's not be people that are always learning, but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. That's the message that I really want to get to you today. So I would encourage you to just take inventory. What areas do you need to stop learning and execute? And also, what areas do you need to learn more in order to take your business, your life, your investing, whatever it is, to the next level? Because there's nothing wrong with learning. We go through seasons where we need to learn more and we need to go all in on that one mentor, that one course, that one program until we learn it, and then we go execute. But what our human nature is to take a course on YouTube, for instance, take the course, and then we don't want to do the hard work. And so what do? We go look for another course that makes it easier. We're looking for a hack. We're looking for the drive-through success window. It just doesn't exist. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. And again, let's not be those people that are always learning but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. At some point in time, you have to stop learning and you have to start doing. That's where the work really is. That's where the resistance is also, and you just have to be aware of it. But let's go make it great.
If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.